It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Ahead of Memorial Day, here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about losing a loved one during wartime.
For those who have fought and died in the U.S. Armed Forces, they leave with their families the weight of their sacrifice. Holly Higgins of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, lost her son Daniel Johnson while he served in the Air Force in Afghanistan. Higgins talks about dealing with her loss with her other son, Eric Johnson, a specialist in the U.S. Army National Guard. They shared their experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
My name is Eric Johnson. I am 30 years old. I am in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I am here with my mother, Holly Higgins.
Holly Higgins. I'm 64 years old here in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin with my son, Eric. What triggered you to want to go into the service to begin with?
One of my older brothers out of four, Dan, was in the Air Force and he had been for 2, maybe 3 years. He joined when I was still in high school and I remember seeing a change in him in the way that he treated me as an older brother. I could tell that the military definitely impacted the way that he treated others, and I kind of wanted that for myself. In the transition of me making the decision to actually join, we found out that Dan was killed overseas. It wasn't an easy decision, but I think through his sacrifice, he still convinced me that what he stood for in regards to freedom and wanting to help others in the world, that it was worth it.
You know, it took me back. Hearing you talking about it makes me think back to when he first told me he was going to go into the Air Force and how I cried for many weeks. I was more afraid of him being hurt emotionally by war and combat. I didn't let myself even think that he could be physically or that he would die. And I remember him saying to me, you know, Mom, I'm going over there to save lives, not to take them. I don't even know how to put it, but I think knowing how important everything had become to you with what you were doing as an adult in your life, I was impressed with your courage, with your ability to choose to do what was right for you. And it was impressive. I'll always be afraid for you and your other brothers. You know, I mean, before Dan's death, I didn't think anything would ever happen to you guys. I just didn't think it could be possible. It wasn't going to happen to us, you know. Now I know that it can. And so there'll always be that. But I don't let that affect what I say to you or my trust and belief and hopes and pride in the choices that you make. I think you probably know about the mug he gave me and what that's come to represent for me with the poppies on it.
Yeah.
It's brought my spirit the ability to accept that this was Dan's destiny. That he found that mug in Scotland when he was 16 and brought it home for me. And at that point, no military discussion had ever been brought up. At the time, I didn't even notice that they were poppies. And he didn't know any, I don't think he knew what that would even mean. And it wasn't until 7 years after he was killed that I realized those were poppies on that mug. And knowing that poppies represent the death on the battlefield has brought me just a peace in my soul. I mean, I'll never not be brokenhearted and wounded over Dan's death. I'll never not miss him, and I'll never feel like it was okay that it happened. But I know in my spirit that somehow it was his destiny. It was his path.
That was Holly Higgins and Eric Johnson of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They shared their experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.